This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Fonjo fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. There's his quiet. Cleveland's cold.
We are into the third hour of the Alex Jones Show. We have James Wesley Rawls coming up with his hot take on Operation Gotham Shield, that huge nuclear bomb drill, which is basically taking place across the East Coast today. Is that a routine exercise, or are they preparing for something specific in mind, given all the threats with North Korea that are building right now? We'll talk to James Wesley Rawls about that. We're going to dip into some news right now, though. French mayor found guilty of incitement for saying 91% Muslim classrooms are a problem. He committed the thought crime of saying that 91% Muslim classrooms in a Western country, something not quite right about that. That's not integration. That's not multiculturalism. That's monoculture. That's a problem. No, can't say that. That's a thought crime. Now he's being charged. Right-wing mayor Robert Menard has been found guilty of a thought crime in France for saying schools with 91% Muslim students are a problem. A key advisor to Marine Le Pen has been found guilty, so they're trying to tie it into Le Pen, inciting hatred against Muslims. So again, inciting hatred is pointing out the fact that 91% Muslim students is not integration, is not multiculturalism. He also posted a tweet as part of his thought crime, comparing a school picture from the 1970s to one taken most recently, which he said proved the conspiracy theory of a great replacement, which claims Muslim immigrants are replacing the traditional French population, which is completely true in some areas of France. This is the ghettoization. These are the schools in which we've had cases in Britain, where they're actually being taught radical propaganda in these Muslim-majority schools. That's why it's a problem, because they're actually creating that jihadist mindset at an incredibly early age, like they do in some of the madrasas, like they do in some of the mosques. But again, they don't get shut down for hate speech. Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, is more interested in mean comments on the internet. You have actual hate preachers preaching hate to terrorists who then carry out terrorist attacks. That's not a problem. This guy's a problem because he committed the thought crime of saying that 91% Muslim classrooms, that's not multiculturalism. And it's the same in Britain. You have entire schools in Birmingham and in the area where I live in London, where you will see the kids go out and play in the park when they take them on trips. There's one white kid and 25 Arab kids. Okay, that's not integration. That's not multiculturalism. That's monoculture. They don't even speak English, a lot of them. It's a problem. He simply noted it. Now he's being charged for inciting hatred against Muslims. That's the situation in France. While they're literally being mowed down on the street by Muslim migrants, and Emmanuel Macron says, let's just invite more in and get used to it. Just get used to it. This is how we're going to live from now on. Breitbart reports thousands of former Taliban fighters may have entered Germany. Thanks, Angela Merkel. Germany's Federal Office for Migration and Refugees has confessed it is dealing with a four-digit number of migrants with declared links to the Taliban, potentially endangering neighboring countries such as France. This is out of Der Spiegel. German federal prosecutors are currently investigating at least 70 Afghans, although it's unclear whether they are all suspected of links to the Islamist group. Six have actually been detained and cases are pending against several more, with Prosecutor General Peter Frank warning politicians that the authorities, which are now contending with suspected Islamic State sympathizers, have now reached, quote, the limits of their capacity. So now they're inviting in actual Taliban fighters on top of ISIS fighters. Of course, Sweden, 150 ISIS militants came back into Sweden. They let them back in because they felt sorry for them. After they were chopping people's heads off, they felt sorry for them. So they wanted to give them jobs, welfare, housing. That's how Sweden treated them. The Stockholm attack happened not long after that. This is what they're doing in Europe, actually inviting in Taliban, inviting in Islamic State with very little vetting whatsoever, and it's leading to huge problems. We'll be back with James Wesley Rawls on the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. We'll be back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
They're training as if a fake nuclear bomb has detonated in northern New Jersey. Hundreds of first responders, strike teams from across the region flooded MetLife Stadium to triage and treat thousands of pretend patients. They set up a field hospital and a mobile emergency room.
As you can see, it's a basically 48-foot or so tractor trailer. This is a little higher. This is a little lower. Everything kind of collapses in on itself. Once it's closed up, we could drive anywhere, and if we're on scene, I'd say within 30 to 45 minutes, we would be open and seeing patients.
They can also check people for radiation.
When a patient comes in, we would do a quick sweep of the patient with the Geiger counter to make sure that they truly are safe.
The federal government is simultaneously performing a four-day nuclear training exercise led by FEMA. The Department of Defense, the Domestic Nuclear Detection Office, and others are participating. This exercise is separate but tacked on to what FEMA is doing today and tomorrow. Their training exercise is taking place entirely behind closed doors. They'll be focusing on communication and coordination in response to a simulated nuclear attack.
That is Operation Gotham Shield, and we're going to talk about that with our guest now. He is James Wesley Rawls, former U.S. Army intelligence officer, author of the Patriots novel series. He is the founder and senior editor of SurvivalBlog.com. James, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Paul.
Now, I just want to get into Operation Gotham Shield. This is a huge drill taking place in numerous different cities in the Northeast today. Absolutely massive drill, nuclear bomb drill. We heard the segment there. I mean, do you think this is just routine training, or is it related to North Korea? Do they expect some kind of massive, you know, Paris-style massacre attack? Given the details of this drill, what do you think they're preparing for? Is it anything specific?
Well, I suspect that this training was scheduled months in advance, so it's probably not in response to any really recent news from North Korea. But nuclear tensions are actually much higher now than they were during the Cold War. Just most people don't realize it. We have manifold threats out there, and of course, North Korea is at the top of the list right now. And I suspect that the planners within FEMA and the other federal agencies are anticipating perhaps a coastal attack by North Korea. I don't believe that they have the launch capability, given the size of the nuclear bombs they have available. They don't have rockets that can carry them all the way trans-Pacific. But they certainly have fairly advanced submarine technology, so they could presumably drop off a nuclear device right at or near a coastline, somewhere in a littoral area. And the other option, of course, would be to bring in a nuclear device on a cargo ship. The advantage of bringing them in by submarine, of course, is that they would have the chance of having them being able to bring it in undetected. And, of course, seawater, once you have more than 15 or 20 feet of seawater over a device, it's essentially undetectable because it makes fantastic shielding. Water makes actually quite good shielding for both nuclear power plants and for nuclear weapons. In fact, that's why you can go visit a nuclear power plant and look down into the pool and see the actual nuclear pile just 20 feet away from you in safety, because it is such good shielding.
Now, I want to flash up this NBC headline because it relates to what you were just talking about. This is NBC Today. What should you do in case of nuclear attack? Don't run, get inside. The article states the simplest of the warnings is don't run, get inside. Sheltering in place beneath as many layers of protection as possible is the best way to avoid the radiation that would follow a nuclear detonation. So we have all these articles coming out about, you know, 1950-style preparation, duck and cover, that kind of thing, in the mainstream media, alongside the tensions with North Korea. James, I mean, this is a question I've wondered over and over again. You know, if a nuke did hit San Francisco, as you just described, if one was smuggled in, or if North Korea got the capability to do so, you know, given that a lot of millennials now get PTSD if you insult them on the internet, how would today's generation cope with a scenario of actual nuclear war? I just don't think they would even have the emotional stamina to face up to the reality of it. It would be absolute bedlam, right?
I have to agree with you, Paul. I think that that generation is not very well prepared. They didn't grow up under the nuclear threat like folks in my generation did. The threat out there is real, and it is actually prudent for families to prepare. Most importantly is you don't want to live right in a target area. And in the case of North Korea, I think most of their targets would be the west coast of the United States would be the most likely target locations. And if you can relocate, I think it's wise to do so. It's wise to do so just for societal demographic reasons, if nothing else. But the nuclear threat is just one more reason to leave the major coastal cities and strategically relocate. And once you've relocated, it's wise to buy a house with a basement and to upgrade that basement to nuclear fallout shelter specifications. And it's not that difficult to do. All it takes is mass and a air pump and filtration system. It's not that difficult. People need to be prepared to shelter in place for anywhere from 3 weeks to as much as 6 months. And for any preppers who read blogs like mine, they already have the food storage situation squared away. Hopefully they also have access to well water or spring water that they can pump manually. Any decent prepper will have already long since done that. And then it's just a matter of creating a fallout shelter and having the correct monitoring equipment. You'll need a dosimeter and a rate meter and a charger so that you can zero those two instruments. And of course, anyone who's under 50 years old should also have access to either potassium iodide or potassium iodate tablets, so that that's what will protect your thyroid gland in the event of a nuclear attack, because the thyroid gland naturally accumulates radioactive isotopes. And what potassium iodide or potassium iodate will do is flush your thyroid gland to prevent thyroid damage. But there was a recent study done by Oak Ridge National Laboratory that showed that it's using that prophylactically is only advisable for people under the age of 50. Over 50, the risks outweigh the benefits of using potassium iodide.
Now, I mean, sticking with North Korea and the whole nuclear tensions that are building up, I had a guest on Monday who's actually French, but he lives in Seoul, South Korea. And he was saying that at this point, people living in Seoul basically roll their eyes. They're quite nonchalant about all these threats. They've been hearing them for probably over two decades now, the imminent threat of nuclear attack, that they've basically become quite blasé about it. You know, they've got normalcy bias. But given the tensions, you know, we have Trump meeting today with 100 senators on the issue of North Korea. There's suggestions he's going to try and get authorization for a military attack. I mean, how alarmed should we be? It seems people in South Korea, at least, have got this kind of normalcy bias whereby it hasn't happened before, so it's never going to happen in the future.
Well, it's sad to see that they're getting blasé about it, because the nuclear threat from North Korea really didn't exist until about 17, 18 years ago. But now that it does exist, it is prudent, it is wise to prepare. Obviously, governments are wholly incapable of providing any kind of adequate civil defense for the civilian populace. It's just not going to happen. We had a civil defense program here in the United States, but it's essentially moribund. It hasn't really been funded since the 1970s. There are still some designated fallout shelters, but they really aren't viable. It really comes down to family preparedness. And for anyone here in the United States, or for anyone in Japan, or anyone in South Korea, I think it is wise to go ahead and make preparations. It's not that expensive. And although the actual threat may be fairly low in any given year, it's enough of a threat that it's wise to go ahead and prepare. Now, there definitely is normalcy bias out there.
Yeah.
It will definitely see some panic reactions if there's actual mobilization on the part of North Korea. And at that point, anyone who thinks that they'll be able to order themselves a dosimeter, a rate meter, a dosimeter charger, or potassium iodate, they'll be kidding. You know, they'll be fooling themselves, because all of those supplies will be completely gone overnight. I have a friend who's who runs a preparedness company. He's one of my advertisers on my blog. He runs a company called Ready Made Resources, and he's fond of saying, panic now and avoid the rush.
Exactly. That's what most people don't understand. I mean, a lot of our listeners have obviously got the storable food, but that's only part of it. I'm going to ask you after the break, actually, we're coming up on about a 30-second break here. What actually happened to the prepper market? Obviously, we had this supposed crash after Donald Trump won, but now it's picking back up again, obviously accelerated under Obama. So I'm going to ask you about that. We will be back in the next segment with James Wesley Rules. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Mike Cernovich also coming up at the bottom of the hour. Breaking news at Infowars.com. We'll be right back.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about Infowars.com and send out the link so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at Infowars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at Infowars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at Infowars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at Infowars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get Infowars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of Infowars Prime. Infowars has come a long way, and Infowars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Yeah.
We are back live on the Alex Jones Show. We're talking to James Wesley Rawls. Before we get back to our guest, I want to tell you an important message about how you can support this broadcast given the sustained attacks that we're under on a daily basis, and that is by getting the products, the fantastic five-star reviewed products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have DNA Force available soon. You have to get on the mailing list. It's not going to stick around for long. As soon as it comes in, we're going to notify the people who have signed up on that mailing list how they can get their hands on DNA Force, our formula, with the powerful ingredients, coenzyme Q10, systematic enzymes, BioPQQ, and many others. 4.8 out of 5-star reviews, counting them all, third-party independent reviews. That is the DNA Force. It's going to be back in stock very shortly. Click on that blue button, join the waiting list, sign up for that today. We also have the Caveman True Paleo Formula. 53% off. That is the first discount, and it is a huge discount. Massive banner at the top there. It fuses super high quality bone broth with more than 7 different primal superfoods to help support healthy muscles, fight free radicals, and so much more. This is the unique formulation. People are raving about it. It has the turmeric root, the chaga mushroom, bee pollen, bone broth. It is the ultimate in true paleo nutrition. We also have Brain Force Plus, which is my personal recommendation, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Support this broadcast. We're under sustained attack. You've really come through for us in the past few weeks. There is the Brain Force Plus. That's what I take on a regular basis. Really highly recommend that. The mental clarity that you get from taking Brain Force without any of that junky feeling, any of that side effect that you get from something like coffee, really comes through. You can see the 5-star reviews there for Brain Force Plus, available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the products today. We appreciate it so much. You've really come through for us, and we need your continued support by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, James Wesley Rawls, I was just mentioning it there before the break. You know, we had this huge surge in the prepper market when Barack Obama was in office. People said that would stagnate once Trump got in. I think it did for a short time, but still we have the elite buying their panic rooms, buying their land in remote locations like New Zealand. What's the state of the market right now at both ends, at the elite end and at the prepper end?
Well, at the elite end, it's definitely a frantic market right now because people who never had any interest at all in preparedness are playing catch-up. At the middle class prepper level, there was definitely a drop off that took place immediately following the election, and it has bounced back. The only part of the market that's still fairly slow is in firearms and ammunition purchases, which are still fairly slow, simply because there was a huge anticipation that Clinton would be elected and that there would be additional gun restrictions. So people overbought before the election, and now we're kind of in the rebound. But I think even that will come back probably after the summer.
It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, we continue to hear stories about panic rooms, about them buying land in New Zealand, people buying entire reserves. They're preparing, so why shouldn't the people prepare? James, we've got about a minute left. Just tell us about survivalblog.com.
Sure. Survival Blog has been around for 11 years. It has very deep archives. There's a search box in the right-hand column. And if you use that search box, you can search on any topic. All of the blog archives are fully accessible. There's no super secret members-only area. The archives are very deep, very diverse, very rich. And it's all free of charge. I highly recommend that your listeners and viewers take full advantage of what's there. Everything from food storage to nuclear, biological, and chemical preparedness, small arms, you name it. It's all there, all free of charge. Again, it's survivalblog.com.
Okay, everyone should go check that out right now, survivalblog.com. James, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on, Paul, and God bless you and your listeners.
Okay, it's a pleasure. There goes James Wesley Rawls of survivalblog.com. We're going to come back in the next segment with Mike Cernovich. 45 seconds left in this. Let's go to a Max Labo article on a similar topic we were just covering, prepare for war. Trump asks all 100 U.S. senators to attend rare White House briefing on North Korea. They're saying that this is a highly unusual meeting. Is Donald Trump preparing to get senatorial, congressional authorization for a strike, an attack, an act of regime change against North Korea? And how will China react to that, given that they said just a couple of days ago they will not tolerate regime change in Pyongyang? Absolutely huge development. We'll be watching it, and we'll be back after the break with Mike Cernovich, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back live on The Alex Jones Show. We have Mike Cernovich waiting in the wings. We're going to go to him in a minute to talk about a big article he put out regarding Saudi Arabia. But first, I want to direct your attention to InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we don't take giant fat checks from George Soros, like a lot of organizations do, including media organizations. We don't take money from Gulf state dictatorships like CNN does. We don't take money from giant pharmaceutical companies like most networks do these days. We're supported solely by you getting the products. That means we're only beholden to you. Our message is not controlled from above by anyone. That is key. That is critical in maintaining independence and integrity which is why we're so appreciative of you getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have our featured review of the day, which is about Survival Shield X2. It's from New York. It says, I take Survival Shield X2 on a daily basis as part of my supplemental support system. Just 3 drops a day, and the bottle feels like it lasts forever. I had a very mild detox when I began, but quickly settled in. Great product, Alex. And InfoWars, 5-star review. I actually asked Anthony Gucciardi about these reviews earlier. You know, what happens if you get a dreadful 1-star review? And he basically said, it hardly ever happens. These are authentic, original reviews. If we do get a 2-3-star review, we leave it up there. We don't take them down. But even with that, you see, virtually every product is 4.7, 4.8, 4.9. And in this instance, a 5-star review for Survival Shield X2. People are getting these products, feeling the benefits, coming back, getting that re-up option, which means they don't have to keep going back to the website. They don't have to remember to go back, and the support is regular. It's routine. We really appreciate it. We got the 53% off Caveman True Paleo formula, now available for the first time ever at that price, and it's not going to stick around at that price for long. Available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the products today. Mike Cernovich has a big article up, if we can get it up on screen there. Saudi Arabia to obtain arms, nuclear technology in McMaster orchestrated deal. Saudi Arabia will obtain a massive weapons arsenal and missile defense system in a deal perceived by H.R. McMaster, Gary Cohn, and Dina Powell. Under this deal, which is set to be announced in May, Saudi Arabia will obtain technology to build civilian nuclear reactors. President Trump has expressed skepticism of this deal, despite continued pressure from McMaster, Cohn, and Powell. Mike, I mean, Saudi Arabia, this is a country that had involvement in 9/11. Trump himself slammed Saudi Arabia for engaging in a brutal war against Yemen. Why is the Trump administration now moving closer to Saudi Arabia with this deal?
Well, if you scroll in that article, you can see a picture that is quite revealing. You can see Dina Powell hanging out with the wife of the same Saudi prince who told Donald Trump that he was a disgrace, not only to the GOP, but to all Americans. So there you can see Dina's with Uma. She's with the Saudi princess, Arianna Huffington. It really says it all. Once KT Farland is out, once KT McFarland is out, Dina Powell is actually one of two people who is going to be second in command at the National Security Council. She's working her way up. So she and globalist Gary, who both worked at Goldman Sachs, and as you know, the Saudis give a lot of money to Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs will make a lot of money out of this deal, brokering this deal. That's ultimately what this is about. It is the coup that we talked about before, where McMaster has been bringing in Goldman Sachs people, bringing in deep state people, bringing in Never Trump people to take over the NSC. They worked hard to push out Bannon. Remember, Bannon was on the NSC board for a while, and they wanted to get him shuffled away. And I actually have another story, too, about what McMaster wants to do, and this is a story I haven't even had time to write up because I'm just developing it. So we can talk about the Saudi Arabia thing, and then I can break a brand new story that is in my note form because I haven't even had time to write it up yet.
Go ahead. Let's break that new story right now. Tell us about it.
All right, so McMaster has another plan. So as you know, McMaster wanted to do 150,000 ground troops in Syria. I reported that. People go, oh, that's fake. And then Bloomberg reports it, and they go, oh, well, Cernovich was wrong. McMaster only wants 50,000, you know, as if that changes anything, and as if, you know, 50,000, 150, once you have boots on the ground in that number, now you're just fighting at the margin. So McMaster was rebuffed by that because Trump's people were furious about that. And that's why a lot of the media team actually really hates me, because I'm breaking this kind of news and I'm disrupting globalist Gary, Dina Powell, and all those people. And remember, too, the head of Trump's media team is actually a Never Trumper. So it really is mind blowing. So McMaster presented a $35 billion plan for Afghanistan at a principals meeting, which was with the whole National Security Council, minus the president was there. McMaster wants to spend $35 billion in Afghanistan, and he faced a lot of resistance and pushback from various officials there. McMaster said, I quote, We will create an inclusive government. This strategy has not been presented to the president because even the people at the principals meeting think McMaster is out of his mind. They're saying, what are you talking about? You want to do $35 billion in Afghanistan? What is that going to look like? Are we talking troop surges, another surge? Now, remember, McMaster was a protege of David Petraeus, and Petraeus is indeed pulling the strings of McMaster, and Petraeus was a big proponent of the surge. So McMaster is now going to present another massive $35 billion plan to Donald Trump to create a new regime in Afghanistan.
Now, where's Bannon in all this? Because, of course, we know there were reports that he had spoke out against the Syria strike. There were separate reports that he had kind of faded off into the background. At one point, it looked like he was hanging on by a thread. Where's his voice in all this? Why isn't Bannon being more vocal in telling Trump what a sheer disaster this is going to be, given the history of interventions in the region?
Well, the media played a great psychological operation on Trump, and I actually had warned people about it because I knew it would work. What happened with Bannon is the media created a narrative which claimed that Bannon was violating one of the 48 laws of power, which is never outshine the master. The media made it look like Bannon was actually controlling Trump. That rattles Trump's ego because he's thinking, how dare anybody say that that's my strategist? Bannon was actually going to be out. Like as of 10 days ago, Bannon was gone, but he actually had to completely lay low and realizes that if he is too vocal, then Trump is going to have him out. Because what you don't see in the media, which I find interesting, is where are the articles saying that Gary Cohen is manipulating, controlling Trump? Even though Gary Cohen is the one presenting these tax plans. So what the media is doing is they are trying to attack Trump and attack his ego by saying, look, Bannon really controls Trump. That's how they create drama. That's how they create strife. But the media is not saying anything about McMaster or Dina Powell or Gary Cohen. Even those are actually the real puppet masters, because a lot of people are saying now that Trump doesn't want to go on this trip to Saudi Arabia. Trump was actually not sold on it, but he's getting a massive amount of pressure from Dina Powell, McMaster, and from Cohen. So they're the people who have more or less taken over the National Security Council. And now the NSC is essentially becoming a puppet of Petraeus and a puppet of Goldman Sachs in Saudi Arabia.
And as you said, the media isn't going to kick up a fuss about the fact that, you know, as I talked about months ago, literally half of the National Security Council were Council on Foreign Relations members. This was months ago. And you would expect some of them to be, but, you know, that swamp was filled pretty quickly. I want to get your take on this as well, Mike, because it ties into all this. Ivanka Trump, and let's get that clip ready again. Ivanka Trump saying that allowing Syrian refugees into the U.S. needs to be part of the discussion. Let's roll the clip.
In Germany, her father's far from popular. The president's controversial travel ban, a stark contrast to Germany opening its doors to Syrian refugees. Ivanka Trump now going further than her father on whether those refugees should be let into the U.S.
I think there is a global humanitarian crisis that's happening, and we have to come together and we have to solve it. And you know,
refugees. That include opening the borders to Syrian refugees in the U.S.
That has to be part of the discussion, but that's not going to be enough in and of itself.
Now, Mike, she's hanging out with Angela Merkel, the pioneer of the disastrous migrant policy in Germany. She's hanging out with Christine Lagarde, you know, another globalist. She's writing op-eds in the Financial Times with the president of the World Bank. At best, she's a naive, misinformed, bleeding-heart liberal. At worst, she's an actual globalist. How concerned should we be that she's become this prominent within the Trump administration, given what we just heard?
Paul, this is 4D chess, and if you don't understand that this is really just 4D chess, then you just don't understand what is really going on. This is all part of the grand master plan, and anybody who can't understand that this is actually good, this actually means we won't have terrorists coming in because something, 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 4D chess, something, something, something.
So at this point, they're running out of excuses. We've got the very people expressing the policies Americans voted against now pushing those policies. They're the people closest to Trump. It's the elephant in the room. That's why we're concerned about it. But, you know, we've still got the proviso, at least. Hillary Clinton's not in there. Trump is still impressionable. He listens to a lot of people. Do we still have a chance to reach him? and to try and drown out these globalist voices.
Sure, and that's the point. I'm getting really tired of the morons. I don't mind the people who call me like a Nazi every day and lie about me. I'm so used to that. I'm tired of the morons who anytime we offer a critique or explain something, they go, oh, you're anti-Trump now. You must hate Trump. Those people are so stupid. I don't know how they ever found me. I want them to unfollow me. I don't want them watching anything because, no, that is exactly not the point. As I've said, Hillary in office would be so much fundamentally worse than the little squabbles we're having now. The big picture is Hillary isn't in. I'm happy. As you can see in that fan artwork, you're on that. Alex Jones is in there. There's Alex, Roger Stone. You're up there. You know, great people. There's no question that it's a great thing that Trump won. There is also no question that you don't just vote for the guy. He goes in office and then you quit talking about issues that matter to you. I find it astounding that Gary Cohn, Dina Powell and H.R. McMaster, they're every day trying to get Trump's ear. They're trying to influence him. They're trying to persuade him. But the minute PJW, Paul the Great, Mike Cernovich, Roger Stone, Stephen Molyneux, Alex Jones, the minute any of us try to influence Trump, suddenly we're the bad guys. Suddenly we're not supposed to talk.
I think, though, judging by the Twitter reaction to this Ivanka Trump thing, which was, I mean, they absolutely decimated her. The argument is beginning to shift over to our side significantly, especially with her. Maybe not with Trump directly yet, but, you know, we'll continue to try to have an influence and maintain actual consistent principles rather than being sycophants. I want to move on to a bit of breaking news and get your take on it, Mike. And you can flash this up. This is out of Reuters. Ann Coulter cancels her speech at UC Berkeley. Conservative commentator Ann Coulter has cancelled her speech planned for this week at UC Berkeley after a dispute with university officials who feared violent protests over whether a safe venue could be found. There will be no speech, she wrote in an email to Reuters on Wednesday. That was basically after the police came out and said, we're going to stand down again and not arrest violent rioters. We're going to allow them to commit crimes. Mike, how ironic is it that, you know, UC Berkeley, the birthplace of the free speech movement, is now apparently the place where free speech has gone to die.
Yeah, and I don't know if the producers can get to my Twitter, but I posted the tax return of the Young Americas Foundation, which was supposed to sponsor this speech. They are making in revenue $35 million, not a typo, $35 million a year in contributions. They have net assets of $65 million. I tweeted that out earlier. I went through the tax returns of Young Americas Foundation. $35 million a year, and they can't hire some Blackwater people? This just shows how feckless and ineffective and what a waste of money, and I will say an outright fraud and scam, these so-called conservative nonprofits are. Could you imagine if you or I had $35 million a year coming in, what we could do with that? They have $35 million and they say, oh, we can't do the Ann Coulter speech. Just can't do it. We have $65 million cash money in the bank account, but we can't hire some Blackwater people. We can't do any kind of security thing. I'm so done with traditional conservatives. They're, you know, the way I put it on Twitter today is, to the left of me, I have Antifa people who want to kill me. I have feckless conservatives who, despite making $35 million a year, can't figure out, hey, we can figure out a way to have this speech. And then to the right of me, I have idiots doing Nazi salutes and all that stuff. And it's just time to find out where actual the critical thinkers are, this big middle, and focus on them. And the Young Americas Foundation, again, it just shows why conservatives lose. You have all that money. You have $65 million in the bank account, and you're not going to take a stand for free speech, make the speech happen. I'm done. I'm done with all these people.
And I mean, the word cooked is kind of overused, but that's definitely what happened. The YAF cooked out. The headlines out of Gateway Pundit, Young American Foundation pulls support from Coulter event due to Berkeley police stand down. We knew the police were going to stand down anyway. That's what they do every single time. So, of course, you have to hire your own security. They said they wouldn't. They pulled out immediately. That is the ultimate cuck move, and you're rightly critical of them. We got a couple of minutes left, though. I want to move on. That Ann Coulter speech is not happening by the looks of it. I'm sure that will continue, though. Christian Bale came out in an article, Mike. Of course, he risked his Hollywood career by calling Trump a dictator. How edgy. How brave. But he also said had something to say about you, correct?
Yeah, so I got a good kick out of that. I wake up in the morning and Christian Bale apparently went for an interview where he should be talking about the Armenian genocide is an issue near and dear to my heart. I have many Armenian friends. There's a strong Armenian community in L.A. So Christian Bale, there's finally going to be a movie in Hollywood of the Armenian genocide and how the Young Turks and people like Sinka, people like him, you know, his YouTube channel is named after a genocidal hate group. The Young Turks actually is the equivalent of the Nazi SS organization. And somehow he's mainstream, you know, we're the bad guys. So finally there's going to be a story. Finally a big blockbuster Hollywood movie doing it. Christian Bale goes into an interview with some no-name blogger at the Daily Beast, which is $100 million in debt, and says that he's obsessed with me. He's just can't stop thinking about me. They mentioned Breitbart. You know, the guy mentioned Breitbart, and then Bale goes, who's that guy who talked about that pizza parlor? Something, bitch. And they go, Mike Cernovich, and he goes, ugh. So I have there's multiple layers to look at. The big picture is that these Hollywood people have lost their mind. And if you Google his name, all he's talking about is Trump, Alex Jones, and Cernovich. I don't even know what the guy's name is. The movie's called. Because instead of promoting his movie, this is their derangement syndrome. Their Trump derangement syndrome, their Putin derangement syndrome, their Alex Jones, their Mike Cernovich derangement syndrome, where instead of focusing on this movie that cost $100 million to make, he's trying to throw shade on me. But this is why I tell the Info Warriors, this is why every time I'm on this show, you guys matter. This is the impact. Alex Jones is making a difference. Everybody here who's sharing links to Infowars.com and fighting back, A-list Hollywood actors, cannot stop thinking about us. Our story.
All right, Mike, hold that thought. We'll be back in the next segment. Mike Cernovich coming up.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger chicken sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger chicken sandwich, wedges, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Did you know that 34% of Americans didn't use any of their vacation days last year? That is crazy. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
On Tripping.com, we bring together 10 million properties from the world's most trusted sites, making it easy to compare places, compare prices, and find the perfect vacation rental.
So check out Tripping.com today and take those hard-earned vacation days.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
We go back to the final segment with Mike Cernovich. Before we go back to Mike, though, it's the last call, final call for InfoWarsStore.com with the great specials available right now. We have 53% off Caveman True Paleo Formula right now. Biggest discount ever, first discount ever on that product. It fuses the super high quality bone broth with more than 7 different primal superfoods to help support healthy muscles, fight free radicals, and so much more. You can secure your supply today for 53% off retail before we sell out once again at InfoWarsStore.com, and we will sell out soon at that price because it is a huge discount. We also have a limited supply of DNA Force coming back in very shortly. It's been out of stock for a while, but you can sign up for the waiting list. Get on that waiting list to be notified first of DNA Force coming back into stock and get your hands on the new limited shipment coming in, so that, again, that's not going to last for long. It contains the powerful lineup of patented ingredients like coenzyme Q10, systematic enzymes, bio-PQQ, and many others. You can read the over 700 reviewers that have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Reviews. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, sign up for DNA Force waiting list, just click the blue button, and be the first to know when it's available. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Support us today. Mike, just finishing up with your comments about Christian Bale and anything else on your radar here in the final few minutes.
Right. I mean, that is really why everybody listening should feel so inspired to know that Hollywood actors, they cannot stop thinking about us. They cannot stop talking about us. They can try to throw shade. That doesn't matter. That shows that the truth is getting out there. And that is why Google wants to shut down InfoWars, why they want to delist them. That's why Chobani and George Soros are trying to shut down InfoWars. The globalists are after people. So that's why I tell people is buy the products, use the products. I don't get paid. I don't get endorsed. You know, just for anybody, if I were getting endorsed, I would say it because I believe in making money. So I would gladly say I'm paid to say this. I'm the pro guy. If I'm pro money. I don't pretend that I don't like to make money. So the message is getting out there and people should feel inspired, but must also know that you got to share those links. You got to spread the message. You have to stand up for what's right and what's true. Because, I mean, think about it, Paul the Great. It's mind-blowing to me that I watched American Psycho. Like, I knew who Christian Bale was. He was, like, a big deal to me. And now I don't even care who he is, but I'm a big deal to him. So you know that Alex Jones is a big deal to him. You know that you are. You know that Stefan is. You know that all the info warriors are having an impact. To me, that is so inspiring. It really says it all.
Okay, Mike, we're going to leave it there. The blog is medium.com/@Cernovich, and you can find Mike at Cernovich on Twitter. Mike, thanks again.
Always a pleasure.
Okay, we'll be sure to get you back soon. There goes Mike Cernovich. Got a final minute here in this segment. Let's go back to some of the news we have. SHTF plan reporting, think tank reports. ISIS is falling apart, may actually lead to more terrorist attacks across the globe. This is RAND Corporation saying, as we know already, that ISIS is basically losing its territory. They've lost 57% of their territory and 73% of the population that they controlled. That is on the way fast, but they're saying that the outcome, the upshot of that, could be increased terror attacks around the world as ISIS morphs back into a more traditional terrorist group in the mold of Al-Qaeda, not as an actual military fighting force. So let's just open the borders even more, like Ivanka Trump says. Sounds like a great idea, right? After all, it worked so well in Germany. Absolutely amazing. We'll be back with another segment and more breaking news. It's the Alex Jones Show Live, InfoWars.com. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.